Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts.
From the Deep Fauntleroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 166 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de los podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Dr. Eugene Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Good evening, sir.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. How's everything in Florida? Weather? I heard it's been hot. Everyone's saying it's so hot. Like, people... All the Florida rubes. Oh, it's only April and it's still hot already.
It was 96 bad. The other day that I was up there, which is like, you don't get that in August.
No, that's pretty bad.
It was 96, but there was no humidity, so it wasn't bad. But then again, I'm a lizard, so you'll never hear me bitch about it.
Well, I remember when I went on my honeymoon in 2011, it was around this time, early May, and they said there were record highs because it was mid-90s, so it sounds like they're in that same kind of swing right now.
Yeah.
And it felt warm, especially coming from Rhode Island, but it wasn't too bad. We enjoyed ourselves. That's a nice thing. I mean, when you're at Disney, there's so many places to get out of the heat, even during the day. It's hot, don't get me wrong, when it gets in the 90s. It feels warm, but there's so many places inside you can go to, whether it's a restaurant or a show, or most of the lines are even inside and air-conditioned, so it's not too bad.
You know, when you're walking into Epcot and they have the fans going, usually they don't have those in April.
Yeah, that's true.
At the lines where you...
Oh, wait to do your...
Yeah, waiting to come in, yeah, they had all the fans going.
We're joined by Por Favor Mary in the Warwick Studios today. Hi, Mary.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's good. How you doing?
Not bad.
It's good. Thanks for joining us. Haven't been on in a while. It's been...
I feel like I got the boot because I'm not down there anymore.
Well, that's pretty much the main reason that we...
That's the primary reason, right. You don't really have much to add to the show now.
Right.
We already have a dope from Rhode Island. We don't need another one on.
You don't need... No. Technically, we're all three dope from Rhode Island. We're all from Rhode Island.
Yeah, but I mean in Rhode Island, currently.
Yeah, I'm not a dope, though.
Well, that's
okay.
Debatable.
My mistake.
I'll accept that as an apology.
Oh, that works. Okay. Well, actually, the main reason is the studio in Southwest Florida doesn't have the capability to bring guests on as easily as we once did. Ever since you moved, it's been an issue. So we're testing it out. So if there's any technical difficulties, Eugene's going to get some lashes.
All right.
Yeah.
We throw him under the bus a lot, but this one's actually on him if it gets messed up.
Yeah, he screws up all the time, though, doesn't he?
He screws up a lot, but this is one of those where we've been like, all right, we know it's tough, so we're not going to do it. But he gave us, like, the vote of confidence. He was swearing up and down, saying, you know, it's going to work. I'm going to make it happen. I got all the kinks ironed out. He was laying DSL line, like, all week last week. He said it was going to be good. And if anything goes wrong, you know, I don't know, we may have to move on from Eugene and get another intern.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I've got
a soft spot. Yeah, I've got a soft spot for him. He's like kind of like Cato Kane.
Oh,
he lives out in my backyard.
Yeah.
You know, I just suck about him.
He scoops up Fenway's poop.
Yeah. He's a guy that when I'm walking Fenway, when Fenway muds, I don't have to take out the poop bags because he's like five steps behind me.
Yeah.
Well, let me get that for you, Mr. Hurley. Okay, thanks, Eugene.
I guess it's different because for me, he's just a name on a piece of paper, but you see him every day in and out.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't just work in studio with me. He does a lot.
That's true.
And all for free.
That's a good point. You can't beat the price. That's true.
No.
Although you also get what you pay for, so I guess
you're right.
It's a double-ended sword. How are the range ball sales going lately, sir?
Pretty good.
Got a little nest egg going?
I'm a bootlegger in New York City.
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen a new movie yet? No. Here. Bye, Alex. Do you laugh when you get those messages from me?
Yeah, especially when you like send me a picture of a $5 bill next to an empty range ball bucket. Like you're some shot. Like some big shot getting $5.
Yeah, I'm flashing my rings.
Yeah. Hey, it takes. I mean, I don't even think you do it about the money. It's more you just get a kick out of the fact that you can do it.
It's an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, because you know it's like frowned upon, but it's still going.
Well, I did a ranger run today because we got some guys who come and they like to walk on.
Yeah.
So, like when you're waiting for carts, I went and hit some balls, and then I said, let me go on a ranger run. I want to try to find these guys because I want to shake them down.
Yeah.
Because there's no walking, so if you see two yahoos.
You know what's going on.
Just walking, you know what's going on. And they always park their cars. They came tonight, but I didn't bust them, but they park right by the 10th tee.
Yeah.
And they just unload their bags out of their truck and go jump on.
You've come a long way from the Oaks, huh?
Oh yeah. It's a complete 180, sir.
Yeah,
complete.
I guess so. Sounds like
got it. Guys in pickup trucks jumping on. They got like their work boots on still.
Oh gee, work boots, flip flops, and jeans, or well, probably not jeans in Florida, but
one of the guys I work with, he comes pulling his box right, and he goes, yeah, he's like works in construction. Yeah, I had a tough day. He goes, I got to blow off some steam. I'm gonna hit some balls and go play nine. So I go over to the driver's side to talk to him, right? He's got a 16-ounce Busch Light in his cup holder.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's the place I work at now, Jürgen.
It's a little different.
Yeah, just a bit.
Far days from Mean Gene Oakland hanging out with you.
Yeah, a little different.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's all good, Bill. It's all about making money. You know how that goes.
Exactly. Do you have anything else you want to talk about here in this beginning? The Celtics are looking good lately. We wrote them off after those first two games, huh?
Did you watch that game last night?
I did not. I know people were raving about it.
I could not believe what I saw out of Isaiah Thomas.
Now, Mary, would you like to add into this conversation?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, she'll take a hard pass on the Celtics talk.
All Isaiah right. Thomas is the Celtics point in the second year out of Washington, and oof, to your player. Good ball player.
Yeah, 53, right? Was it last night?
You got to look at the highlights, though. He hit some shot. How do you do that? And he's such a good point guard. He'll just penetrate and find. I mean, I've never seen anybody. And I'm not exaggerating. I've really never seen a point guard like him. He's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't remember. Because he came. Where did he play before the Celtics? He was with
Washington.
With the
no,
Wizards?
Well, I think. No. He went to the University of Washington.
Well, I know, but he wasn't a rookie coming out. That the Celtics didn't draft him, did they?
I'm not sure. If they didn't, I think they traded him. Was he with Phoenix, maybe? I'm not sure.
Yeah. They're the Kings. That's right. So he played. I mean, but he kind of came out of nowhere. He wasn't a fantastic player coming out from the Kings. He was good, but he wasn't. Amazing.
He's a good ball player. That's a good team, man. They play defense.
Yeah, and I mean we wrote them off after those first two games. They lost at home to the Bulls, and now they've won six straight since then, and they're looking good.
Playing good basketball, Bill. Good basketball.
I know you.
NBA playoffs, baby.
You love it.
I do like the NBA playoffs.
So now they're going to Washington going forward, but I do. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, and I wanted to address the fact that I totally wrote them off, and I was saying that they stunk at home, losing at home, and then they turned it around. But would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
Yeah, I would. Mary, do you want as well? Okay.
So this is from DeClaw Brewing Company out of Baltimore, Maryland, and it's called the 865 Coffee Stout. And it's a stout brewed with coffee beans. It's a collaboration from Cafe Racer Triple X. I don't know if that's the coffee, but it's 6.9% alcohol by volume. And it says, this robust stout is brewed with cold-steeped Cafe Racer Triple X 865cc coffee to turbocharge it with the intense flavors and aromas of locally roasted coffee beans. 865cc is at the line. What? At the line, pop the top and pin the throttle. Oh, it's some kind of motorcycle thing. So, there you go. It's pretty good. I like it. I'm a big fan of the coffee stouts, though, so it doesn't take much to impress me when it comes to that. Anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, the change, it looks like they're going to change Calhoun. Looking at WCCO TV, Minneapolis. Lake Calhoun is named after John Calhoun, a strong proponent of slavery who helped put up Fort Snelling in Minnesota. So they're going to change the name of this lake that's been the name of this lake for years and years and years.
They should keep it just and call it Jim Calhoun Lake, the coach of the UConn Huskies.
It could be, yeah.
They might as well. Then no one has to change it, just they can honor a great man who brought national championships to stores.
So, I mean, that's the lake that I walked when I first moved out there. It's right near downtown Minneapolis.
They could call it Dante Culpepper Lake. He has some. He had some good luck with lakes out in Minnesota, didn't he?
Yes.
Wasn't he involved in that boat party?
Yes, he was. Yeah,
so there you go. So the Culpepper Lake instead of Calhoun.
Culpepper Lake.
That might be the way to go.
Kill it, Alameen.
Yeah,
they do have some options.
He's Minneapolis native son.
Yep. That doesn't sound good, though. Khalid Alameen Lake. Alameen Lake.
Lake Alameen?
Yeah, Lake Alameen. Yeah, well, that sounds like an Italian dish that you get at Twin Oaks, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll take a side of the Lake Alameen pasta with linguine. Yeah, that's not bad. All right, why don't you take us to break here, unless you got any more Minnesota news you want to get to.
How much snow did they get? I don't know. Sticky Devorney texts me.
No.
He likes it, though. He likes it.
Oh, he likes the snow in May?
No, he really doesn't. No. He gets angry.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I got nothing. I'm looking at my news feed. I really don't have much, so I'm trying to find something else, but there's nothing to talk about, so.
Well, let's take a break.
We'll go to break.
All right, beautiful.
All right, we're back from break. This is episode 166 of the Pour for Four podcast, joined by Mr. Klinsman and his lovely sister, Madari, up in Rhode Island. I should have done that in my NPR voice.
Yes, that would have been better. Now, I do have to say, just as a word of warning, that this episode may end up sounding like episode 3 or 4 because the recorder we use for Skype with interviews is not the highest quality, so... This could get bad. This is why Eugene might get those 50 lashings after this episode.
Oh, of course. You're going to throw him under the table for this. Yeah. Amazing.
Well, we already brought up the possibility, and now it's almost definite that that's going to happen. But just giving you a word of warning, I've been having some trouble hearing you guys, and I think it's going to come across in the final product. So we'll air that dirty laundry right on the air so people know what to expect.
Okay.
But this week, we decided to, just a couple weeks ago, we had Mike tell us about his meals that he had up on property with the Aruda family at Easter time. But you were only there for two of those days. But poor Favor
Mary,
yeah,
unfortunately,
was there for the whole shebang, and she has some more dining reviews to go through with us. Because we don't really care which attractions she went on, no, or if she watched Wishes or anything like that. But we do want to get the scoop on food and drink that was consumed while at Walt Disney World in April. So, without further ado, Mary, why don't you give us a quick overview of the trip, like the dates and everything like that, some of the places you went, and then we'll break them down individually.
All right, well, we did, now that you say dates, I don't even...
Well, it was like April, it was the Friday Easter. Before Easter, so it was April 14th right. through the 20th or something like that.
Yeah, so it was the April vacation week for people in New England. Yep, so the week of Easter we were there. So we drove down, left Thursday night, and got there Thursday night, and a week of eating for you guys. About so, we did. You heard about Grand Floridian Cafe, Columbia Harbor House. On Easter Day, we went to Epcot. So we did a lot of the flower and garden things. We had our reservations at Eglin Road, so we didn't want to eat much to any other sit-down meals or anything that day.
Now, Mike did not take a similar tactic because he had a full sit-down meal about an hour before the reservation, I believe.
That's so erroneous. That's not true.
How long before was it?
It was a few hours. It was but not an hour. I don't want to hear it. All right, That's why we don't have Ron.
Now, before you just gloss over...
Because you know, Jurgen, we do fact-check. We do have somebody that's actually being paid.
That's true.
And he facts checks everything.
You very actually true. Pay him too?
Yeah, well we had to get some real talent this time, so we have a fact checker.
But it's not
he's
that.
In our fact checking department.
It's not that much. He just takes the nickels from the deposits on the beer sponsors of the weeks after I recycle the bottles, so it's not a huge paycheck he's bringing in.
Say it was big. I just said monetarily he is compensated.
Paid. Yeah.
Correct.
But now, you didn't gloss over, but I know we did talk about Grand Floridian Cafe and Raglan Road, but what did you have at those places, Mary, and how did you enjoy them?
At the Grand Floridian Cafe, I had the open-faced cafe sandwich, I think it was called.
Yeah, you sent me a picture of that filthy thing, and that looked very nice.
It was good. Yeah. It was a good choice. I'm not a big breakfast eater. I usually don't eat breakfast. They had the brunch menu, so it had a lot of breakfast items. So that was really the one thing that kind of jumped out at me that was like, yep, this has my name on it. So I got that. It was really good. I enjoyed that a lot.
And you had not been to the Grand Floridian Cafe before, correct?
That is incorrect. We took her for breakfast a couple years ago.
And I had also been once before that when my friends came to visit a couple months after I moved.
Was that Dan and Brittany?
Mm-hmm. And we went for dinner, actually. So I've done all meals there.
You've been to all of them. Never mind. So I was completely wrong on that.
Jurgen, you've got to take a bigger part of your sister's life for crying out loud. I know all the restaurants, what she's had. This is appalling right now.
You know how long after each meal the business meeting took place?
Exactly.
Like pie charts and
exactly.
Everything. All right, so you've eaten there before. Did you have the onion soup this time? Are you a big fan of onion soup?
I like onion soup, but I did not have it.
No, just the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the same thing Franca, right?
Yeah.
And you guys both enjoyed that?
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, did you have leftovers?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think there was anything from the cafe, though, just from Raglan Road.
Oh, that's true, because that wouldn't have worked out, because you stayed in the park for a while. You had to lug that thing around all day, so.
No, I think
you had your own food left over.
Yes, I had pasta. I had some leftover pasta, and I actually put it in the car in the back seat before we went back out.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I put it in the trunk. I put it in the trunk so it wouldn't get hot.
Okay.
No, it was fine. It was fine. I reheated it, and I didn't get food poisoning, and it tasted good. So.
Yeah, you would have been sick by now anyway, so.
Yeah, you usually get it the day after or a little bit after, so I was fine. Thanks for your concern, so, Mr. Clinton.
Yeah, a couple weeks later. Sorry, Mary, keep going. And then,
That's okay.
So Grand Floridian Cafe, you enjoyed that sandwich.
Mm-hmm. And at Raglan Road, I had the pea risotto.
Yeah, I want to hear really about good. This. That was good. That sounded like something I would try.
Yeah, it was really good. I had been to Raglan Road before as well, and I had gotten, it was like the, I don't have the menus pulled up. You guys already went over all that, but the ham, it sounds like German, the schnitzel,
mm-hmm.
Which was also really good. It came with like baked beans and like an egg on it.
Ooh.
And that was really good as well. And then this time I got the pea risotto. It was good. There was tons of it and it was very creamy and, you could taste the peas and had a lot of like garlic and some nice cheese. It was really
some
good.
Nice cheese. Nice cheese.
I don't know what kind of cheese it was. So I just said nice cheese.
Yeah. It was nice. That's the important thing.
All that matters. And you don't want nasty, mean cheese.
No. You did mention that you were there for the Flower and Garden and you enjoyed some of the foods at the booth. Would you like to touch on that now? Give a quick, summary of some of the things that you liked or maybe didn't like so much from the Flower and Garden?
Yeah, we did a few different things because there were four of us and we were just kind of snacking throughout the day. So we started in Mexico. We didn't actually get anything there, but we started on that end and went through that way. So we were also doing the Easter egg hunt.
Oh.
So we kind of had our strategy, went through each country and the Easter eggs, which was fun. We stopped in China and got a spicy chicken lettuce wrap.
How was that?
We kind of had a little bit of. That was really good. I enjoyed that a lot. And Catherine and Suaru got drinks. I don't know what drinks they got. You would have to ask them. I don't know what all of that entailed, but. They got some drinks too, so if you're ever interested in that, ask them.
Let the record show that I did invite Catherine on to this week's episode with Mary, and apparently she declined because she's not on the episode right now. So
yeah.
So yeah. I catch heck from her for not having her on, but she was invited multiple times at this point and has declined.
She has been invited another day, I remember, and she also said, "Nah, I don't want to."
Duly noted, Jurgen. Yeah. I usually take her side, but duly noted.
Thank you.
So we also stopped in Germany and got the, I don't have all the menus pulled up.
Wasn't it something like that?
Yes. Yep. The potato pancake with, it had like ham and caramelized onions on it. And that was good. It was just basic, nothing like out of this world, but it was very tasty. I like that kind of stuff. It's always kind of a safe bet for me.
Right.
But it was really good. I enjoyed that as well. I believe we also stopped in Italy and got a couple of the things there. I think they only have two, kind of entree, I guess, options and a dessert.
The antipasto was good.
Yeah, so he got the antipasto, and I believe it was like meatball parmesan is the other option they have there.
Okay.
How was that?
Got each of those. It was good. Everything that I tried from that was good. I didn't try everything from the antipasto. Have bites of was good.
Frank and Sue,
I don't remember them having.
Like, huh? Frank and Sue said it was a good antipasto. They enjoyed it.
Yeah, they didn't have that, but one time I think they had like chicken palm and it was very average.
Well,
yeah,
at the Food and Wine, the Italy booth is a dud, a complete dud.
Okay, I think it was at Food and Wine. Yeah, it was very average.
I feel like the Italy kiosks at. It just depends. But I do remember that. Mom got a drink there that was actually really good.
Another shocker. Another shocking statement right there.
Oh, here it is. Primavera Kitchen. I'm trying to find. She got the frozen Italian margarita with limoncello.
Ooh, limoncello is a good thing.
It was actually really good because I tried it, and I'm very particular with drinks because I don't like to drink very much. And it was very, I think the limoncello really, it couldn't taste a lot. It wasn't like too intense. I don't really like tequila, and you couldn't really taste the tequila in it. So it was good. It was refreshing. So that was nice.
Very good.
We also did America that day. We stopped at the smokehouse. Which always has good options.
Yeah, that filthy.
Did you have that burnt brisket?
We did the beef brisket, burnt ends hash, and we did the pork ribs with black bean and corn salad. Both were very good. We were starting to kind of get full at this point because just, all the different stops. But I had a little bit of both of those, but I had the hash last year as well. So,
right, because that was a bring back from last year, that's right.
I think their whole menu, is the same.
They updated it a little bit, because they had, the pulled pig, and I don't think they had that this year.
It shows it on, I'm just on the My Disney Experience app, looking at food, and it does show it on here, pulled pig slider with coleslaw. So, but we didn't get that, so could be that it was something a little different. That's probably, I think, for that day, that's all that we ate. We did some more another day, if you want me to just talk about all of that stuff at the same time.
Yeah, you might as well at this point. Just keep
Catherine
going.
And I also ate, because our set, we split up because we wanted to do different things. Mom and Dad did some different things than Catherine and I did, so... we ate at the Japanese Pavilion, and I got some frushi, which is pineapple, strawberry, and melon, rolled with raspberry coconut rice, and sprinkled with toasted coconut and whipped cream on the side.
How was that?
It was good. You kind of, it's unexpected because you don't really rice and fruit ever. I mean, I've never seen it, but the proportion of, fruit to rice is nice, so not one is really overpowering the other. And because it's the coconut rice, it has that sweet flavor throughout, but it's refreshing because it's the fresh fruit in there. So I liked it. It was good. And Catherine got the beef teriyaki udon, which was also good.
Yeah, that looked
not my favorite thing, but it was good. Kind of like a safe, it felt just like something you could get at any kind of Asian takeout place. It wasn't anything
nothing
super special, but it was it was tasty. We got the maple popcorn shakes in Canada, which were good. It wasn't too, you couldn't really tell the popcorn except when it got stuck in your straw, but it was good. It had a nice maple flavor. You could taste it. It was a little bit, I guess, buttery almost.
Yeah.
And Catherine got something else there, but I'm not finding their menu on here. I don't see it. I think she got, I want to say, scallops there. I can't find it.
Yes, she said she had scallops somewhere. I think it was the Canada. She said they were excellent. I remember Catherine said she loved scallops.
With French green beans, butter potatoes, brown butter vinaigrette, and applewood smoked bacon.
That sounds really good, doesn't it, Mike?
I didn't try it because I don't like seafood, but she really enjoyed it.
A good scallop's a thing of beauty.
I mean, it looked really good, and it smells good, so if that helps you at all.
It does help.
we didn't eat as much the second day because we had earlier Garden Grill reservations that day, so they were at, I think, 5:30 or 6 maybe.
So you don't want to be too full.
And we got a later start because we had already done a lot of the stuff. We went all the way through World Showcase the first day and had stuff, because doing the Easter egg hunt, you kind of go in little nooks and crannies that you maybe don't always go into because you're looking for the eggs in there. So you got a lot done on Easter on the day, and then we went back and kind of took it, got a late start, had a slept in a little bit that day. But I also got the Violet Lemonade, which was really good. It's from, I think, the Pineapple Kiosk. I don't remember the names. Yeah. And it's just a frozen lemonade, but it was really good. I had heard just
the Pineapple Promenade's at the Poly, right, Mike?
It's called the Pineapple Promenade.
Oh, the Lanai's the one at the Poly.
Yep. Pineapple Lanai.
Yeah. But I had seen through, like, I follow a lot of Disney things on Instagram and on Facebook, so I had seen through a lot of people that it's a really popular thing, so I wanted to try it. And it was really good. It's
Was that an alcoholic beverage or just a regular?
No, it's non-alcoholic. I don't think they even offer it with alcohol. Because some of the things, like the popcorn shake, you could get with like maple whiskey in it, which we didn't do. But this one just comes non-alcoholic. But it's like a lemon lime frozen slush, so it's like a frozen lemonade. But it was really good. It's just like a little bit sweeter than your standard frozen lemonade. It was just enough. They give them to you in like those little plastic cups, that's like just enough of something sweet like that. But it was really good. I liked that a lot. I think that's all we ate from Flower and Garden. I know Mom and Dad also got the corned beef in England, but we weren't with them, so I didn't try it.
I heard from the rumor mill that was very good.
So, yeah. Pear cider brine shredded corned beef with braised cabbage and Branston dressing with pears. But I didn't get to try that because I wasn't with them. But looking through this, that's all I remember doing. I don't know if anyone got maybe something different and I just didn't notice or wasn't paying attention, but lots of good options. And it's, you know, you've been to Food and Wine. It's nice to just have those little bites and share and kind of try as much as you can and all the different things.
Now, did you find, was it like a big event like the Food and Wine, or is it more secondary because of the other stuff that's going on with the Flower and Garden Festival?
I think when we were there, which, I mean, you would think Easter would be kind of crowded, but it wasn't at Epcot, at least. I don't know if everybody goes to Magic Kingdom, but the booths didn't seem to have as many people as you see at Food and Wine. There were basically no lines at any point. Like, I maybe waited behind three people. That's the most people that I waited for. Hmm. And at Food and Wine, they can get pretty long, the lines. So it seems like it's not as big as it is during Food and Wine. They have a decent amount of options. It seems like they almost have as many booths at this point during Flower and Garden as they do during Food and Wine. But I think it does kind of come secondary. People are there to kind of take in all of the
topiaries and stuff.
Topiaries, yes. So.
Very good.
Yeah.
Mike, you have anything you'd like to ask or add about the Flower and Garden?
Not really, Bill.
Thank you for your input.
You're welcome.
Oh. Yeah. So that was the first couple of days. We also did some things. We didn't do too many new things. We did Hollywood and Vine at Studios.
Is that is that a buffet?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see this.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the Minnie Mouse seasonal thing?
Yes. They do mini seasonal dine there, so it was like a spring, Easter-y theme for that time of year. But the menus, it changes. They have different options, but it's not really like a seasonal menu. It's just whatever offerings they have for the day.
What do they have? I'm looking at the menu here, and it says there's, like, mussels and peel-and-eat shrimp and, like, Chipotle orange barbecue chicken. Is that just a random selection, or is that kind of like their signature?
Yeah,
stuff?
They have, because I've been, this was maybe my third or fourth time going to Hollywood and Vine, and each time I go there, they have a few different options. They have like a barbecue meatball that they have every time I've been. That's really good. But like, they'll have different soups and different, just all kinds of different options. They have the carving station that usually has like turkey and roast beef, but all the other things, the different entrees cycle through. I don't know how often, like if they do a menu for a month or however it works, because each time I went, there were at least a few months in between.
Different things.
But yeah, they have different options every time I've been.
Now it says there's a create your own pasta bar. How's that work?
I didn't even notice that.
Oh, all right.
So maybe sometimes they have a create your own pasta bar. I think I would have noticed it if it was something that was happening, but right. I didn't see that at all.
I mean, this sample menu they have on All Ears looks pretty good of the stuff they have. Like a citrus marinated baked chicken, a chipotle orange barbecue chicken, pork, maple and grain salmon, a seasonal pasta, carved turkey breast, carved strip loin, lobster and shrimp mac and cheese. Is that something that they have all the time?
Yeah, they did have that. They had a really good pork option.
Mm.
They have some different seafood options, which I don't get. They had, actually, my favorite thing was a mushroom risotto that they had. I had three helpings of it. It was so good.
This place, go ahead. I was going to say, this has never really been on my radar, and now it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's one of the better options that they have for buffets in the parks, I guess, at least, because I've only ever been for dinner. I know that they do, or maybe they don't even anymore, a Playhouse Disney
for breakfast
thing there for breakfast, and I have no idea what their breakfast menu looks like, but their dinner is really good. So if you have, you know, younger kids that like to do the meet and greets and the character dining, they have really good options at this. It's one of my favorite buffets, I think, that I've done.
It's also nice because it's not like the safe, it's not a ton of the safe stuff.
Like Crystal Palace, good options for kids.
Yeah.
They have like a buffet that's about 2 feet shorter than the other buffet that has chicken nuggets and corn dogs and all that kind of stuff. Mac and cheese. Yeah, but they have a lot of good options, and it changes. So it's not like if you end up really liking it, if that's where, like, say you have a 7-year-old and they want to go every time, you'll likely have different options each time you go, which is nice.
Sounds like a decent place. I would have never really been on my radar, but it looks okay. It looks pretty good.
That's fun.
Have you been there, Bill? Hollywood and Melnick?
That's a negative, sir.
Did you check out this menu? That looks like something you would enjoy.
Yeah, I would. I would. I'm with you. It wasn't really on my radar.
But I think it would be pretty good if you kind of. Is it Weasel Central because of the characters, Mary, or is it kind of depend on the time of day that you go?
It might depend on the time of day that you go, but it's not too bad because, I mean, they're all the same, but they come around to your table, so the kids pretty much stay contained to where they are. They're not running around, and the buffet is right in the middle, so they have seating side of the restaurant. So, I don't know. In my experience, it's been not too loud in there, not crazy. I don't think a lot of people go. I think for a lot of people, it's not really on their radar. It's not... In Magic Kingdom, it's not like one of the, like, Chef Mickey's, like, one of the go-to character dining experiences.
Right.
So, I found it pretty calm in there.
And it kind of looks like an old 50s diner, almost. It has, like, the same vibe as the Primetime Cafe. I'm looking at some pictures of the seats and stuff.
Yeah, they're connected, basically.
Oh, that's right. They're right next to one another.
They share the bathroom, so they're right there. So, it kind of all flows in.
They share the mudrooms?
Yeah.
I thought Hollywood and Vine was upstairs. No, they're on the same main level as 50s Primetime.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'll have to do some intel pretty soon, Mike, on this place.
Yeah, I did. I agree.
All right, what's next on your food agenda, Mary?
We did Animal Kingdom the following day. I don't know the name of the store, but I got a pimento cheese BLT at one of just their little outdoor places. Not a quick serve, just one of those things that has like three options.
Yeah.
And you can just pop in. It was really good.
Was it big?
It had pimento cheese. No, it was almost like a slider. Oh, like okay. It was on kind of like a piece of toast almost, like a thick slice of bread. And then it had the pimento cheese and a thick slice of bacon. I do.
Do you? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then it had kind of like a lettuce and tomato salad kind of on top. Not just like shredded lettuce and tomato thrown on it. So it was really good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, there are a few of those little booths at Animal Kingdom that have some surprising options.
Yeah, I feel like Animal Kingdom's kind of continually steps up its game, and you can get different little things. They have baked lobster mac and cheese you can get, or pulled pork mac and cheese, and all those little stands you expect to see, like corn dogs and popcorn and this, but they have a lot of interesting different options. One had like spicy chicken and waffles.
Mm.
A lot of interesting different things.
Yeah, I remember there. I had like a pulled pork on a cheesy grits when I went once, like with Jurgina. So there are some different some different things there. So it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. We also did. We went to Nomad Lounge that day, they got summer rolls. I think they were called
vegetarian summer rolls with ponzu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, they were not my favorite thing, but it was pretty good. That's all we got to eat there, and then everybody just got drinks.
Now, Bill, you haven't been to Nomad Lounge yet, right?
That would be an accurate statement, Bill.
You gotta check. Look at this thing that's on here. It's a Florida lionfish taco with charred pineapple and jalapeno.
Yeah, pineapple's gotta go. You know
why? You can have it on the side. Pork ribs with a honey glazed coriander spice rub. There's Asian barbecue chicken wings, African spice wagyu beef sliders. These are just little bites at the Nomad Lounge. Everything sounds pretty good. I know when Catherine and Frank and Sue went in February, they got the cheese plate and the bread service, and they said that the bread service was pretty good, and the cheese plate was... They didn't love the cheese plate, but they're kind of picky about that. But it looks pretty good when I'm looking at a picture of that. That cheese plate looks fantastic. So that's high on the list. I got to try some of these little small plates that they have. I love that place. I hope the Pandora opening up doesn't turn it into like a cheerleader place where it's just crowded all the time, but it's such a hidden gem. It's a great thing right now.
Yeah, it's very out of the way right now, but it is right near the entrance.
Yeah.
I believe where you're going to walk into Pandora.
Yeah, 100% it is.
I don't know. Who knows? It still might be something people just kind of whiz right by on their way in.
I hope so. I hope it stays like a little quiet spot.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. It was definitely just a nice place to sit and relax. I didn't have a drink, but everybody else did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mhm. Pretty predictable when it comes to that.
That's okay.
And then I got dinner with some friends from Orlando that night.
Did you see a Ruta family?
I did. We had reservations.
That's what it sounds like.
We had reservations at Yak and Yeti, and I had thought that they were for lunch. So I told my friends that I could meet them for dinner, and we ended up going to Disney Springs for dinner. But then I found out that our reservations at Yak and Yeti were for dinner, so I ended up ditching. them to go meet my friends. Yeah.
Now,
where did you go?
So it was unintentional, but we went to Chef Art Smith's homecoming.
Oh, boy. For dinner. I was listening to a podcast today, and they were discussing it. This sounds like an absolute must-do.
Yeah, we had looked at the menu on Sunday when we were going to Raglan Road. We stopped and looked at the menu, and Frank and Sue had said this is definitely something they want to do the next time they're around. So when my friend said, okay, yeah, what do you want to do? I said, well, I've heard good things about this. Do you want to go here? And it was great. It was. I can't get the menu to come up. I know what I got. I don't remember what everybody got.
Did you guys have appetizers?
We did. So I actually might remember. It was only three of us, so it's not like we had a big group. But I got the chicken and dumpling soup, which was amazing. It was nice, and it was creamier than I thought it would be when you think of like a chicken soup.
Mm-hmm.
And it had nice – they were like kind of the flat – dumplings, not like the big thick,
almost like noodles, right?
Yeah, it was like a thick noodle, and it had just a, like pieces of their famous chicken. Their fried chicken is famous, so that was really good. And it was gigantic bowl of soup. And then I know one of my friends got the deviled eggs, which I'm not a fan of, so I didn't try them.
Clinsman's at the edge of his chair right now.
Yeah, this is giving me palpitations.
I don't want to, when people like that, like, I would try it if it, but I knew that they liked them, the other two people I was with, so I was like, I'm going to let you eat them, because I don't want to try one and then be like, ugh, I don't like this, and then I've wasted one of their deviled eggs.
I can understand that.
So I didn't try it. I feel like that's the kind, generous way to think of it. You wouldn't want me to eat one of your deviled eggs and then say, oh, this is gross, and throw it on the floor.
Not from Art Smith. Like, if it was at a picnic or something, and there was a whole big plate, but you only get six of those things. They're a hot commodity.
Now, before we get into the entree portion of this
I noticed you perked up in this last segment here, Bill.
All of my Outlook tabs have been closed. What's the decor like? Talk about the restaurant itself.
It's a good
question. It's probably not fancy based on the type of crowd that they attract and what kind of menu they have, but what's it like inside?
No, it's not fancy. We ended up eating in they have like a covered porch area in the back, and that's where we ended up eating. So we had, you had a nice little like view of the springs, but it was funny too because you're just looking directly at the deluxe burger across the way.
Smelling that filth too?
Yeah, I was like, oh, we got a nice view of another restaurant. But yeah, it was kind of simple, country, very homey kind of feel inside. It's a little dark, it seemed to me dark inside the restaurant, but we were out on the porch area, so it felt a little bit brighter out there.
Well, I'm looking at some pictures online, and it looks very bright, but it's also during the day, and there's a ton of huge windows, so at night I imagine it is a little darker there.
Yeah, it wasn't, I mean, obviously, you can see, but it was a little dark inside. It's really nice, and it's kind of has that, like, steel and wood decor inside. It was nice. I enjoyed it. The atmosphere was very nice.
So you talked about a thing of soup. What else did you have? Some deviled eggs, some soup.
And one of the friends I was with also got the charcuterie board.
Oh, I didn't even know they had that. Oh, the Jasper board, yeah.
The Jasper board, that's what it's called.
Pimento cheese, buttermilk crackers, smoked sausage, shaved ham, bread and butter pickles, and candied pecans for $15. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I tried a few different things on there, and it was really good.
Now, so, Mary's learned from the weasel best. Did you hear this little appetizer move that she did, Bill?
No.
I don't know if you caught on to this. She ordered soup, which isn't really a sharing appetizer, and then the other two people got a charcuterie board and deviled eggs, and everyone's splitting, and Mary's over there hoarding her bowl of soup. One spoon, please.
Oh, I see.
That's a weasel appetizer
move. But yeah, you kind of know that no one's going to take you up on, unless it's your family, they're probably not going to take you up on trying your soup.
So you probably should have done the fried green tomatoes, Mary, and been a team player, so everyone could have tried some.
Yeah, I know.
Next time.
That soup was calling my name.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good. And then one of my friends that I was with has recently lost a lot of weight and is on a very strict diet. So his appetizer was like his entree.
Oh, okay.
And then my other friend and I both got the fried chicken. We were like, well, sorry.
Right. You get to watch
sorry
us.
That's you are on a strict diet, but you can watch us eat fried chicken. I was like, I won't get the fried chicken. To be a little bit kinder to you.
Yeah, not the one with the donuts.
Just a straight up, just a straight up fried chicken. That was so
kind. I'll just get the
regular.
Yeah, but you know what? You say that, but you can't. If you go to a bar with an alcoholic, you can't feel bad about getting a beer. If they go, if they show up to the bar with you and they're like, it's fine," then I'm not going to sit there and drink an ice water because they're alcoholic. You know what I mean? If you're on a diet and you go to a restaurant, other people are going to eat what they want. They're not going to eat a salad just because you're on a diet.
Exactly. Tank, you're wasting my time now. Let's get to this chicken, okay?
Yeah, let's talk about this.
I did briefly actually consider getting it with the donuts, but I just thought it would be too much. So I was like,
I'm just going to get. Go on.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Boston cream pie on top of three pieces of filthy chicken. Oh, good grief. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, man.
So I got the chicken, and you could switch out the sides, but I got it with mashed potatoes, and it comes with some of the bread and butter pickles, which were really good. It was great. I love fried chicken, but this was really – it was awesome. They're famous for it, and four or five pieces. Like, there was so much. I sent it home with the leftovers home with my friend.
With the guy that was on a diet?
No.
No, that would have been one of those situations where I came. I don't know if you listened to that episode where I said I'd come up like two or three times a week and just unload your refrigerators at the resort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
would have been
yeah.
One
week.
You text
would have been
me
there in 90 minutes.
I would have been there in an hour and a half. Yeah, exactly. At 2 a.m, you hit. Hey, it's Cousin Mike. Hey, you got that chicken?
Just slide it under the door.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. Yeah. But it was great. It was, you know, you think of great fried chicken and it's really crispy on the outside, but hot and juicy. The chicken cooked really well and you get a little bit of everything. So if you like the legs, if you like the wing, if you like all the white meat, they give you a little bit of everything. So
I heard the chicken
a lot of food.
Was very flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
Meat.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because sometimes you get it and it's just like, yeah, it's chicken, but
yeah, it's
it was
like
great.
The bread.
I mean,
the breading has flavor and it's crunchy, but yeah, like you said, like sometimes the chicken's just like, okay, it's kind of blah.
Yeah, yeah, it was probably one of the best fried chicken that I've ever had.
Mm. Yeah. So many people, I gotta
go. It was
go.
Great.
This is a.
You kind of.
Bill,
I felt like I had to
November.
Get that.
You might have to coordinate with us for this.
Yeah, well, this might actually happen prior to November
okay,
for me.
Okay, fair enough. That's fine. I'm sure you wouldn't mind going back if it happens.
Actually, you know what, though? I'm thinking the summer might not be the best time, so maybe we should, you and I can do a dining review.
That would be okay. That would be quite all right.
Yeah, it's great. And you, my friend who got the chicken as well, she got it with the mac and cheese instead of
the mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, which was also really good. We sampled each other's sides. So
you're giving this place a big big endorsement. You
yeah.
would go back
oh,
in a
yeah.
heartbeat.
I mean it's comfort food, so there's definitely something that anyone that you go with, there's gonna be something that you like. I mean, I went with me who will eat anything, pretty much anything and everything, and then someone who was on like a strict diet, and we all enjoyed it.
That's good.
So whether you don't like chicken or, you know, whatever, there's something for everyone on this menu, and it's just that simple food made really, really well.
And they have sandwiches and stuff too if you don't even want
yeah.
a big plate.
Yeah, there's
now,
only options.
a question. You had to have gone for dessert if you're going to a comfort food place.
We didn't do any dessert.
You didn't because you were just too full.
There's so much food. Everything that we got, you were just like, this is gigantic. So, yeah, we didn't have room for the dessert. But I have heard that the hummingbird cake is like their signature dessert. But we couldn't try it. We didn't have room for it.
I mean, they have pecan pie. They have this bourbon-soaked or this moonshine-soaked cake and the hummingbird cake. They all sound good. Pineapple banana cake.
I did have a moonshine cocktail, though.
Oh, you did? You had a cocktail there.
I did. It was a watermelon popper. I'm having trouble pulling up the menu, so I'm not able to find it, but our waiter
did Catherine
told
not pay
me,
her internet bill? What the hell's going on there? You having trouble with your internet?
Well,
access,
she doesn't have the All Ears subscription like we do.
Oh, that's true.
Right. So I'm just trying to do this.
What is it that you had?
It was a watermelon. I don't know if it was called a watermelon pucker or what it was called. Our waiter told us that it kind of tasted like a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
It's called the
and
Moonshine
I was like, all right,
mash.
I'll do it.
Watermelon infused moonshine, fresh watermelon, lime juice, and simple syrup.
Yes. That's what I had. It was taste like a Jolly Rancher, but I enjoyed it. It was not too strong for me, and it just was just sweet enough that I enjoyed it. So it was good. They had good options for everything there. And lots of food for, you know, like I said, anybody can find something that they want to eat there.
I mean, this was the main reason I asked you to come on to the show this week was to talk about homecoming. So, I mean, we can get into the other places that you went, but I really needed to hear this review.
I mean, everywhere else that we really went, we've been before and we've probably talked about it before.
I mean, the Garden Grill is always good. It's the same thing. We don't have to get into that too much. Was it anything different or is it all the same stuff?
They have pot roast now instead of like the prime rib or whatever it was before.
Oh, that's a step down.
Yeah.
But everything else was the same. They have the sausage and peppers, the turkey, the stuffing, the
mac and cheese.
Potatoes and mac and cheese, yeah.
So now, when that restaurant rotates to living with the land, do you make gung faces at people who are coming
on the boat?
Yeah.
Well, they have like the two levels, and we were higher up, so you couldn't really see.
Yeah, they keep the Aruda family away from most people. They try to keep them out of the public eye when they're at Disney.
Yeah, you can see the ride, but you can't see the ride vehicles when you're on the top level. So we weren't able to beaker anyone or do the gun face. So
that's unfortunate.
It is.
Yeah, but we sat down and then obviously it rotates and Catherine had to switch seats with Susan because she said because she was going backwards.
Oh, she's full of baloney.
It was making her feel a little queasy.
Was it that or her 15 alcoholic drinks that she had that day?
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I was like, Catherine, you can't even tell that this is moving. How could you possibly feel like because you're sitting and it's going backward? But,
have you heard the term high maintenance before, Bill?
I'm going to get in trouble now, though, if she listens to this.
That's all right. She won't listen for another 6 months. You'll be off the hook.
That's true. I'll be like, I didn't say that. They dubbed that in.
Dubbed it. We had the editing. Mike's a master editor. He made that all come.
He had Eugene pull words from every other time I've been on.
Bill, you know where Winnipeg Golf Club is?
That's in Westerly, Rhode Island, sir.
Did you hear about the rabid fox?
No.
I guess it attacked a golfer. He's was swinging a golf club after it, and it kept going after him.
Oh, boy, that's not good. Yeah, Winnipeg is a Donald Ross design, 18-hole public course.
So there is a rabid fox in the west. Por favor, newsflash.
I'll have to keep my eyes out for that, make sure I keep your Gina away.
Yeah, we're not talking about Art Smith's homecoming anymore, so he's back to
I'm back in the news
stories.
Yeah. Devorney texts me, said, "Who's Frank Carpano? That's a beautiful name."
Oh, Bill, I have to bring in. You talk about a beautiful name. There's a book that I read to your Gina. She makes me read it every night. And there's it's called One Morning in Maine. It's an older book, and it's about this.
It's not one of those books about mudding that you have to read to your kids, right?
No, it's like an old school book about losing a tooth, pretty much. And she likes it. I read it every night. And there's these two people in it. They like she goes to this country store. And one of the guys is called Ferd Clifford is the guy's name.
And Ferd Clifford?
Ferd Clifford. And
that's
the other
a pretty good name.
And the other guy is Oscar Staples. And tonight I asked her what her favorite part was. And she said, like, the ending of it. And I said, my favorite part is Ferd Clifford. And she started cracking up. And she just kept saying Ferd Clifford. So she's a nerd like us.
She likes stupid names.
She likes
beautiful.
Stupid names, yeah. So I would just, she would be, like, falling asleep. And I would say, Ferd Clifford, and she would just start laughing.
Which she starts smirking, that's yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
So we've had another recruit to the dark side.
The unfortunate thing is it's just the blood.
It's in the
you
blood.
You can't teach it, you can't explain it. I mean, Fred Fredericks, I mean, you just, you either like, you think it's hilarious or you think it's really stupid. Yeah. Although, like, Mary has the same blood, but you don't think Fred Fredericks is funny, do you?
Well, I think my thing is I spent so much time with you the past couple of years, and I just would hear constant, like, Mike Michelson, Cliff Cliffordson.
Yeah.
I've become a little numb
Cliff
to Clifson it.
Cliff Clifford is a yeah. good one. I don't think
That's
you've ever said
one.
That one.
No, we would be like in queue waiting to get on a ride, and we just keep going back and forth making up names. She's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mike's
and
Joe.
Did he tell you about our new game that we came up with in the Pirates queue?
Oh, it's a good one. We had to download an app for this one.
Catherine had to download an app to her phone. You were talking about Mama Melnick's.
Yeah.
And he was just saying, how many times do you think I could say, like, how many
Mama Melnick's?
Yeah.
So we had to download an app to keep track of how many ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma he
could
get in.
Like when you count people as they're coming into a concert?
It's like a clicker app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, I would take a deep breath, kind of settle down a little bit, and then I'd be like, ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-
point.
Your record took you over 100.
The poor people in line behind you must have been like, oh, shouldn't he be going through the handicap line?
And like I asked Kristen, if she like
we
Kristen
took
always
out for
tries to stay away from the nonsense. She always like sticks like by Sue's pocket.
Yeah.
And like, cause Susan's the mature one of the group. And I said, do you want to play? And she's like, no, I don't want to play.
101. That might, we'll have to do that again soon.
We might have to do it on the show after we download the thing.
Just a full episode. But yeah,
it was so beautiful. If anybody at home wants to play along, by all means.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right, so I have to bring up something here because I'm looking at the few places that we have left and we're running a little short on time. But we have Beaches and Cream and Tony's Town Square, and those are two of Frank's favorite places. But today I got some news. Today at the Cranston compound, he said he thinks Grand Floridia Cafe is now his favorite place because it used to be Tony's, then Beaches and Cream took a brief lead, and now I think Grand Floridian Cafe is his favorite place on property to have dinner.
He's moving on up.
That's quite the jump from Tony's to Grand Floridian Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done some good work with him. Now, we don't have to get into Tony's. I mean, we all know what you can get there. How was Beaches and
Cream,
though?
There's about four items on menu.
Because Bill's, you're kind of anti-Beaches and Cream, right, Bill? You think it's a huge cheerleader joint, overrated.
Too much of a cheerleader, yep.
But I want to hear how it was.
Well, I had only been once before.
Did you have food or just ice cream?
Amanda and I went to do the kitchen sink.
You had that mud. Yeah, you had that. I saw that.
Yeah, which we did not complete, but that was the only other time I had been.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and we got lunch during this last trip, and we did some splitting because I wanted to get ice cream, and you know, you always fill up, and then you're like, oh, I can't eat any ice cream. So I got chili fries, and Mom got tomato soup and a grilled cheese, and we kind of shared that amongst Catherine, Mom, and I. And Dad got the Reuben. And so we kind of just had that food that we shared, and then Catherine basically had ice cream for lunch. It came like with as we got our meals. And then Mom, Dad, and I shared ice cream after we ate real food.
I mean,
but it was good. It's just your kind of run-of-the-mill, you know. It has good, nice options, but it's, you know, it's fun in there.
It's
and it
Johnny
looks
Rockets,
like,
basically.
Yeah, it's like a Johnny Rockets. It's
good
a
one,
bit
Bill.
Better.
Good job.
I would say it's a little, maybe a little bit of a step up. Johnny Rockets has, like, more options because it's just a national chain restaurant. But, you know, their quality's a little bit better there. But, yeah, it's just that kind of diner, sock hop kind of atmosphere. And then they have nice options for Sundays, and you can kind of get whatever you want.
Well, I was going to say, the food does nothing for it. Like, it looks fine. There was nothing wrong with it. I would eat there, and I would probably find something
I heard they
I'd
actually
like.
Have some good filters.
I'm sure they're good. I mean, I have no problem with the menu. It's nothing that I would go out of my way and make a reservation 6 months in advance for. But the ice cream, like, the milkshakes sound pretty good. I mean, I'm a man who likes his ice cream. But, like, a lot of, like, the No Way Jose, peanut butter, hot fudge, sundae with chocolate and vanilla ice cream.
They that's what a, we got.
Yeah, that sounds that's good. What, the s'mores shake, a grasshopper float. There's a lot of grasshopper float. Guinness stout with mint chip ice cream. How's that sound?
I don't know if you're asking me, but
yeah,
I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, he knows not to ask.
Just
me
in general.
Stuff.
I mean, those they're like alcoholic.
Yeah, they
like
have
the
like the hard shakes. Yeah.
So that's a good thing as well.
Yeah, we got the Susan and I split the No Way Jose, and Frank had a little bit of that too. And I don't remember what
Catherine
got.
Catherine had the
but
kitchen sink for herself.
Yeah, yeah, that was her entree. She kind of built her own thing because she's not. She doesn't really like chocolate, she's and pretty so much anything
see,
you get on a
right,
pre-made.
Bill?
Yes, yes.
But you know, anything you're gonna get a pre-made sundae. It's going to have, like, hot fudge on it.
Right,
so
yeah.
She kind of had to make her own. I don't remember what she got, but we kind of had a game plan going in because Catherine and I knew we wanted to do ice cream. So we were like, all right, maybe we won't even get anything or we'll share onion rings or something.
Yeah,
so
just a couple small things. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of the game plan.
That's a good game
like
plan
you said,
at least, though.
Yeah, like you said, you're not really going to go out of your way to go there and be like, oh, I really want to try that Reuben at Beaches and Cream. Like, you don't really care about that, but the ice cream is worth it.
That's the main event there.
Yeah, it was nice. And it's nice to go. I always like going over to that area, Boardwalk and Beach Club and Yacht Club. So
it is a nice location. So that is it has that going for it, certainly.
Definitely.
Now, any exciting quick service things that you tried while you were there? Did you eat at Pop at all while you were staying? Anything that
we
you
only
tried?
Ate at Pop once
mm-hmm.
When we got there Friday night. And
Catherine had the mussels, I believe.
No, she just did a salad.
Oh, maybe that was in February she had the mussels.
Yeah, I think she did last time. But salad, I got a turkey that I've had before there that's really good. It has, like, Cobb dressing in it, and it's just one of those big... You know the ones that they have at that place at Hollywood Studios? Those, like, huge...
Yeah, the starring rolls.
Thick sandwiches.
Yeah, those were good.
Yeah, it's like that where it's like cut from one big sandwich and just cut to like a pie slice. It looks
like a wagon
like
wheel.
And it has like fresh mozzarella on it, and it had like Cobb dressing, and it has roasted peppers
on
it.
Trip over there just
it's
for that.
Good. It's a good sandwich. I've had it a few times now. It's kind of like we had gotten there late too, so some of the other ones, like the one that has the rotating menu, was not open. I think at that point anymore. Mm. So you have fewer options when you're there later.
Yeah.
And feel like a flatbread, feel like a burger, so.
Their flatbreads are so
sandwich.
Good at Pop, I have to say.
They are good. I've had them before, but.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
we didn't do anything out of the ordinary at Pop.
I think what we should do here, Bill, is take our second break and maybe come back and Mary can give us her favorite place that she ate at this trip.
Okay, before we go to break, we have to go back into the newsroom. Big men's basketball. Richard Dick Pitino signed a contract extension.
Oh,
and we all know what that means. That means absolutely nothing when the next best job comes.
Yeah, right.
You rip that up. But Dick Pitino has signed a contract extension
with
the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Yep.
I thought you were talking about the old man at first. I was like, how's that news? But no, it is more of a news item with the young man.
Yes.
The son. All right. Thanks.
We'll go to break now. Break. This is episode 166 of the Pull for More podcast.
You want to go ahead now, Bill?
Sure is. Oh, that's it? They're just bringing us back for break. Sure.
I'm still in the newsroom. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm trying to multitask right now, but I can't.
Well, basically, we just want to hear... After all those reviews, which there were some really nice places that you guys went to over the course of the trip, what was your favorite restaurant, favorite food, and then maybe just favorite experience overall that you had, Mary?
I would say my favorite food was probably at Homecoming. Mm-hmm. I mean, I enjoy, like, Garden Grill is a place I really like going, but that was one of the only places we went that I had never been to before. So, it's always nice to try something new.
Absolutely, yes.
So, I enjoyed that, and it was nice. It was a fun experience, too. I got to catch up with some friends from when I was living in Orlando. But my favorite experience was probably at Raglan Road.
Yeah, that was great,
which was just a nice Easter dinner. We had, you know, the entertainment there was fun, and we were a little bit more removed from it. Last time I went there, we were right in the main area, so it was really, really loud. But this time we were kind of a little bit further back, but you can still kind of see and hear everything. And it was just a night. That was a nice night. I enjoyed that a lot. So
beautiful.
Good food and good company and good entertainment. So that was probably my favorite experience.
When you were talking about trying different places, it just Disney Springs is just loaded now with places. I have to spend more time there because there's so many places that I want to try to
and
eat.
And they're all new.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. They're all newer.
We looked at the menu. The Polite Pig had just opened, I think, the week that we got there or right before we had gotten there. So we looked at the menu there, and that looks like it has some nice options. It is a quick realize
quick
before
time.
I saw it.
I
thought it was going to be a sit-down, but Yeah, it has some nice options. Even like the sides, they have like a grilled corn, and they have this. We saw someone get it, a soft pretzel, like an appetizer. It's like this gigantic thing. They bring it over to you like on a hook almost, and it's like it's huge, and it's like, you know, to share, but it was like the biggest pretzel I've ever seen.
I think
but.
That's the nicest new development with Disney Springs is that there's so many quick serves now. There used to be not like hardly any. It was Earl of Melnick and Wolfgang Puck, and now they have
right.
Those two are still there. Now you
Cooks of Dublin.
Oh, that's true.
Been around for a bit.
Yep, good point. I forgot about that one. But now they have the deluxe burger. They have that Blaze pizza. They have the Polite Pig. They have those food trucks. They have a lot of really nice quick serve options at Disney Springs now. It's a place you could spend a lot of time eating at.
From a big shopping destination to more of an eatery.
I agree with that, and that's fine by me.
That's fine. That's okay with me. You and I don't want to get pocketbooks.
No, I don't care about the Art of Shaving place, and I'd rather go to the
actually,
Art of,
I
Art
love
of
that
Eating
place.
Yeah.
The Art of Shaving is really
Art
cool.
Of Eating.
What I do like, though, really cool high-end places there as far as shopping.
Yeah, I mean, that's I don't even like feel comfortable going into those places, but they do have, I mean, it is.
Yeah, but you're going to look like every other goofball going
yeah,
in there in Disney wearing
yeah.
your shorts and your Donald Duck t-shirt.
That's true.
They see those people all day, every day. So that is like the place to go to stores like that.
I guess, except I might end up buying something and then get a divorce.
Well, that's a different story, but.
I bought a $6,300 pair of sunglasses, honey, when I was at Disney Springs. Okay. See you later.
$63?
$6,300.
Oh, $6,300. That's a nice glasses right there.
Really
better
nice
be.
Glasses.
We're really nice.
We're at the warehouse at loading fertilizer, and it get run over by the forklift. This is Eric. All right, bring us home, Bill. We're done with this nonsense.
You want to do our social media, Bill?
I guess so. You can find us at PorFavorPodcast.com on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Search Por Favor Podcast. Subscribe, leave ratings there. On Twitter and Facebook at Por Favor Podcast. You can find us on youtube.com/porfavorpodcast. Check out the New England clam chowder from Captain's Grill, a recent upload that went up last week. Email the show info@porfavorpodcast.com or email me gary@porfavorpodcast.com.
You can find me on Twitter at porfavormike, and you can email me personally, mike@porfavorpodcast. And Larry, do you want to promote anything?
You can follow me on Instagram if you want to follow my Disney adventures. It's pretty much all I post. I am MArruda524 on Instagram.
Very well.
All right, take us
listening to episode. Thanks for listening to episode 166 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alaha. For my two cousins up in Rhode Island, I'm Dr. Hurley down in Southwest Florida. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Bye.